In today's episode, we are going to be discussing the season before the promise. There are many of us that have a promise from God, but we might be in the season prior to the promise, and we might have some questions, not understanding what is going on. We're going to be discussing that today, as well as what to do when you are in that season. Make sure you join us on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have a desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we are talking to women all over the world wanting to be able to support you while we are all on this side of heaven, doing what we're supposed to be doing so that we can advance the kingdom, so that we can leave a legacy, so that we can live our best life while we are here. So I am your host again, Dr. T. I am glad that you are with me. Thank you for those of you that continue to rock with me all over the world, all over the United States of America, which includes the world, I know, but I wanted to say it, as well as those who are making donations by clicking on the link in the description. Your work is helping us to spread this good news to places that may not have otherwise heard it. And so I thank you for those of you who are supporting us. We are talking in today's episode about the season before the promise, because you guys know a lot of times I get the idea of what it is we're going to be talking about by things that God drops in my spirit, because I try to stay open to what God is saying anytime and all the time, because I believe that those are some of the most important times that we can get, you know, something in our spirit that really may be able to help others. So I'm sure I was having this conversation, as I usually do, with someone about whatever it is, what we were going through prior to the holiday season, or prior to the last holiday we just had, which according to this time of this podcast was right before Thanksgiving. And we were having a conversation, and I don't remember which of us said something about it, but we were talking about the season before the promise, because most of the time we're going through something. We find ourselves in that waiting season. We find ourselves in that season prior to seeing the promise come to fruition, right? And there's a lot that's going on during that season. Let me testify. There is a lot that's going on during that season, and I want to be able to bless you with some of the things that I know are happening during that season, because I think that it can be very, very helpful to you to know that, no, you're not crazy. No, it's not only happening to you. You're not alone. You know, those types of things. You know, oftentimes I think back to Abraham as he was Noah, as he was building the ark. The ark. And I think it took something like, you know, almost 100 years for him to build the ark. But let's even talk about long before the ark got finished. Let's talk about the first 50 years that it was built. What I often imagine is I don't think about oftentimes when Noah got the word from God to build the ark and he got started. I think about the 40th year, the 50th year, the 60th year, where there are people that are walking where Noah starts building this ark, and they saw it from birth, right? That he's been building that ark as long as I've been living, right? Like, can you just think about it in those terms? However old you are right now, that it took Noah longer than the time you have been living to actually build the ark. And I oftentimes think about those who were ridiculing him and those who ridiculed his kids. Now, you know your daddy crazy. I think I probably talked about that in a very, very early episode in this podcast. But, you know, how they probably ridiculed his kids because, you know, kids are cruel. oftentimes, and how he, you know, his wife go to, you know, the thing with the other wives, and somebody looking at him side eye, you still with him? And he building that old, that big old thing that don't look like nothing right now. That's what I think about. Because you know, you're always going to have the naysayers around, right? And then life is still lifing, right? And I often think about what was happening for him at that time, that he believed a promise for that long. And this is a long season, my Lord and my God, this is a long season before the flood, right? And what did that feel like for him? And all the while he was working on the promise. He was working on what he believed God told him to do, God told him to build, because of what that boat was going to represent, what was going to put in that boat, you know, it was going to be the great flood, so on and so forth. But just think about how long he was at that. Now, I am not saying that to make us think, God, do I have to be in this promise, waiting for this promise for this, for that long, as long as he had to build? You know what, that's up to you and God and whatever he has fit for you to do. I know that people in those times lived a lot longer, a lot longer, you know, and so I get all that. But what I was saying, well, really, when I brought that up, was thinking about the faith that he had to have to continue on the work. I wonder if God was speaking to him every day. I wonder if 10, 15 years in, when he did, he question, right, what God was saying to him. I wonder if he had family meetings and one of his sons say, Dad, are you sure? Are you sure? Sure. Right. You know, like, I just wonder about those things. You know, that's just in my sanctified imagination when I begin to think about things such as this topic, the season before the promise. Because here's one of the things that I know, utilizing him as an example, utilizing Abraham and Sarah as an example, utilizing Moses as an example, right? Utilizing even the disciples who, the first century Christians who believed that God was coming back then, right? And we're all these centuries later after the first apostles, the first disciples, and the word that they were preaching at that time, right? That the one thing that I know is that the season before the promise can be long. And long, I understand, is a relative term, is a relative thought to each and every one of us, right? Some may have the stamina of years, and that's long. Some might have the stamina of minutes, and for them, that's long, right? Kids, think about my grandkids. They want what they want when they want it, right? My son says, I'm tired of waiting on this, right? You know, we get tired as we get older. We get tired of waiting for things, but the season can be long. And for those of us who might be in the season before the promise, you have to understand, and you have to really begin to accept, if God gave you a promise, that the season before the promise can be long. Now, does that always have to happen? No. But does it happen oftentimes? Yes. Right. And then oftentimes what will happen is, because the season of the promise, the season before the promise took so long, you could actually be operating in the promise and still think that you were in the season before. That might set somebody free right there. I want you to take the time out to think about where you are in relation to the promise that God gave you, because you might have missed the beginning of the promise. You might have missed the transition from the season before the promise to actually walking in the promise. Because when you start walking in the promise, it's not necessarily going to feel like anything is different. It might not even feel like you're walking in the promise, but you are at the start. One of the things that I said before is, I ask God, when you begin to shift me from this season, I want to be present. I want to see it happen. I want to know it's happening. I want to be able to feel that it's happening. And I want to keep my eyes wide open, because sometimes the season before the promise is just a battle. It's just a battle to stay in the fight. It's just a battle to keep going. And sometimes you could still be fighting when you don't need to be fighting, because you might have been in that season for very long. So it can be long, but I want you to take stock. I want you to examine whether or not you might be in a different season. The other thing that I know about the season before the promise is, it can become confusing. or even in some instances can feel like a wilderness, right? Now, what we do know that the Bible says is that God is not the author of confusion. So for deductive reasoning, I say if God is not the author of confusion and I'm confused, then it's not of God. Because if God's not the author of confusion, I'm confused, and God can't give me confusion, then it's not God. So then that's when that fasting and praying has to come in, because he's not the author of confusion. That's like 1 + 1 = 2, right? And 2 + 1 = 1. Like, it's simple math for me. He's not the author of confusion. And so if you find yourself being confused, you might have to go back to your prayer closet. You might have to get back on your knees. You might have to talk to some mentors of faith that might be able to help you through this season. And if you feel like you're in a wilderness, just feel like you're not in the wrong place. Moses was in the wilderness for a long time before he went back to help the children of Israel leave where they were at, right? Like, it can feel like a wilderness. It can feel long. It can be upsetting. It can be frustrating, right? Because we can be there so long. And watch this, the wilderness can begin to feel like a new normal. My Lord and my God, it can begin to feel like a new baseline because we may have been in that season for very long. But what I hear God saying is, even if that may temporarily become your new baseline, keep in mind that it's only temporary. However long temporary lasts, that's not what the promise is about. That's the season before the promise. Don't get those two mixed up. Again, it might feel like that. And if you are someone who's in that space, or you are someone that you might be feeling like that, you are not alone. There is a season before the promise that absolutely positively might feel just like that. It's not abnormal. It's something that I believe many of us just have to go through at times, because there's something that God is trying to do to us and through us that he wants us to recognize. I'm going to get to some of those points in here in a second. Also, what I do know is that the season before the promise can absolutely positively be exhausting. I remember my pastor preaching once, and he was talking about how many of us do not fulfill the promises that are on our lives because we are simply exhausted. We tired of the fight. No matter how long the fight is, because sometimes a 5-minute fight can be long, and sometimes a 5-year fight can feel long. Sometimes you feel like, this is what I've been going through my whole adult life, and it can feel long and it can be exhausting, right? It can absolutely be exhausting. And those are times where we have to get around people that may have more strength than us, right? I might have to borrow my sister girl's strength, because right now she has more strength than I do, because I've been in this season before the promise for way too long. And I don't want us to get into this place where we're walking away from the promises of God because we are exhausted in the season before the promise. That might set somebody free right there. Do not walk away from the promise that God gave you because you are exhausted in the season before the promise. But I do know that. Sometimes what I do know that happens in the season before the promise is that others may question you. Others, as I alluded to that in my thinking about what may have been going on during the time that Noah was building the ark, there's questions, there's whisperings, you know people are saying, why is she doing that for so long? And most of the time that information doesn't get back to you. Sometimes it might, but others start questioning, are you sure? Or, is this what you should be doing? Maybe you should do that. Maybe you should try something else for a while, right? And oftentimes that's going to come, right? And it takes a discerning spirit to understand if those people are helping you or are clouding your vision from the promise that God has laid before you. You have to have a discerning spirit for that. And here is what I know. The fifth thing that I know is that there is learning that is absolutely positively taking place in the season before the promise. Now, that's the place that I think we all have to transition to if we're in the season before the promise. We have to transition to the learning that God wants us to have during this season, right? This is about our faith and about our focus, right? It might have to do with your finances, but it's definitely about our faith and our focus. Because in that season before the promise, watch this. If God, I just dropped in my spirit. I believe that the season before the promise can be longer sometimes than it needs to be based on what it is that we're learning while we're in that season. That might help somebody right there. Like if I'm not doing my part to get where God needs me to get to during that time that I'm in that season, then that season can be longer, because what I do know is that his word will always stand. What I do know is that the promises that he has, if he has it going through me and I'm not the one that's going to do it, he will take that promise. Let me die out. It happened to the children of Israel. And then somebody else will get that promise to carry out God's will. Right. So if that promise is supposed to come through me, I have to ask myself, am I learning what I need to learn? One of the things that I might need to learn during that season is I might need to be acquiring new skills. That I'm going to say that some of y'all need to go back to school. I said it and I'm not taking it back. You might have to go back to school. You might have to learn something new. I don't care how old we are. Some of us might need to do something different. You might have, you know, if I'm thinking about myself, you know, I did my tenure and my skill set that I went to college for was in education, right? That I got my master's degrees in, my doctorate degrees in education. But I know I'm being called deeper into the ministry, so I got to go back to school. And it doesn't mean that what I did was wasted, but what I'm doing needs to shift. Again, that might bless somebody. And some of us need to go back to school. You've been thinking about the money. You've been thinking about the time. You've been thinking about, can you study again? You've been thinking about the discipline that's going to require. You're thinking about your kids. You're thinking about all of it. You're thinking about your job. And listen, some of you need to go back to school. I said it and I'm not taking it back. Some of us can learn new skills by taking different courses. Thank God that we are in this age of the internet where there are courses that are out there that we can take, that are people that are many of them are doing good things, that we can sit at their feet and take and partake in the knowledge that they're giving for the promise that's on our life. Right. And you're gonna have to spend some money to do that. I'm trying to help people get free. We're gonna have to spend some money to do that. We can't do everything free. We have to be willing to spend some of our resources or shift the direction of our resources to be able to get what we need to get to, because of what I'm talking about is the promise. And what I'm talking about is the season before the problem. So we're going to have to acquire some new skills. You might have to, in this learning place, develop new relationships. And while you are developing new relationships, let me bless you with something. You might have to let some relationships go. I'm not taking that back either. We have to make the shift. I remember years ago when I was back in California, and I used to travel with a particular group of sorority sisters when we would go to different conventions and so on and so forth. And then after some years, you know, more young ladies came into our organization, into our chapter, and at some place, some things started shifting. You know, some people fell off, some people came in, people started getting closer in a different way. And I recognized, instead of being jealous about it, right, is that people shift, relationships shift, and that's okay. I wanted to say that last part. And I learned it more through that season in my sorority at that time with my particular chapter than any other time in my life. People shift, relationships shift, and that's okay. You might be closer to someone even in your blood family right now that might shift over time for various reasons, and that's okay. If people are not pouring into you and you keep pouring into them, you might need to shift that relationship, and that's okay, right? Because again, if we're trying to get closer to, we're trying to get equipped for, if we're trying to get ready for the promise that we're supposed to walk into, we're going to have to develop new relationships, and we're going to have to let some go. Another thing that I know as far as learning that's taken place in this season is we have to be evolving with God. The reason why I think that word evolving dropped in my spirit, more so than getting closer to God, is because I think that there has to be an evolution that's taking place. I think that there has to be a shift in what we're doing, because sometimes we just might have to do it just a little bit different to get a fresh word from God. We might have to shift where we're going to church. We might have to shift how we're reading the word. We might have to shift how we're praying. We might have to just do some things differently. We might have to connect with people differently. And so I think that there is an evolution that should take place. If we've been doing things for a long time and we get into this place where we're not feeling like we're getting as much as we can, or we are not as comfortable as we need to be, whatever the case may be, is ask God for the evolution. Not just the deeper, because that's included in the evolution, but the evolution. I want us to evolve with God, because I think he's asking for something new. And finally, I think that we have to be building and preparing for the promise, right? I alluded to this before when I was talking about acquiring a new skill, but I'm also talking about taking the steps to learn more. If God has already given you a flash, if God has already given you an indication of what this promise is going to be, are you doing something on that road to being ready for the promise when God says it's time? For example, if I know that God has said that I'm going to be speaking in all parts of the world, am I doing things to enhance my speaking abilities? Am I putting myself in places where I can practice my craft of speaking at getting in front of audiences? It doesn't matter the size, it matters the obedience. Again, that might bless somebody right there, right? Because sometimes we are trying to duplicate or in some way manufacture the promise that because we have the skill set to do that. I know I'm talking because I'm talking to myself. I might have the skill set to get in front of people, but that might not be the promise people that God told me to get in front of, right? And so I don't want to in any way try to manufacture what I think the promise is going to be. But what I do know is I need to be doing the work to get me equipped for the promise. Whatever that is, whatever you have to be doing for yourself, wherever you have to be growing, whatever you have to be studying, prepare yourself and do your part. Because I believe sometimes, many times, oftentimes, we are waiting on God, and I believe it is God that's waiting on us. And we have to be able and willing to do our part and to do what it is we're supposed to be doing. Faith without works is dead. I might have the faith, you might have the faith that God is going to help you to get to your promised land, but if you're not working towards that, then do you have faith? I'm not taking it back. Y'all see, I'm on one today, right? I want us to have the faith to be able to be walking closer to the promise. Because because it's never a straight line. Watch this, it's never a straight line, but I'm heading in that direction. I might go to the left a little bit and I might overcorrect to the right a little bit, but I promise you I'm going in that direction because I know that God will bless and he will honor my obedience if I am doing my part while I'm in this season before the promise as a preparation for the promise. That's what I have for you today. I hope there was something that I said that was a blessing to your spirit. I hope that this stirs you up, that you will download it, and that you will even share it with a sister friend, because I believe that if we are diligent and in this season of waiting, in this season before the promise, that God will bless us when we get there. Make sure that you decide today that you're going to be great today on purpose, and I will see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.